This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio and KUMD, Duluth Public Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. In 1871, Duluth was just a small frontier port in what was still considered the Northwest. Local officials at the time lobbied to connect Duluth by rail to the St. Croix River in Wisconsin. And Congressman James Proctor Knott of Kentucky at that time delivered a famous speech on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives. To date, it is considered one of the most sarcastic speeches in the history of Congress. The speech was considered so funny that it was published and distributed around the country, bringing fame and opportunity to the ambitious Proctor Knott. Today, we present some young people from the Duluth High School speech program, coached by Jill Lofald, as they share highlights from Proctor Knott's famous address.
Years ago, when I first heard that there was somewhere in the vast terra incognita, somewhere in the bleak regions of the great Northwest, a stream of water known to the nomadic inhabitants of the neighborhood as the River St. Croix.
The speech began with Proctor Knott receiving a vision of a railroad that would somehow secure and preserve the American Republic.
I was utterly at a loss to determine where the terminus of this great and indispensable road should be until I accidentally overheard a gentleman the other day mention the name of Duluth. Duluth, the word fell upon my ear with peculiar and indescribable charm, like the gentle murmur of a low fountain stealing forth in the mist of roses. Duluth.
But Proctor Knott, like most of Congress at the time, didn't know where Duluth was.
Nevertheless, I was confident it existed somewhere, and that its discovery would be the crowning glory of the present country, if not of all modern times. I knew it was bound to exist in the very nature of things, that the symmetry of perfection of our planetary system would be incomplete without it, that the elements of material nature would no longer exist, have resolved themselves back into original chaos, if there had been such a hiatus in creation as would have resulted from leaving out Duluth.
Proctor Knott went on for 10 minutes about the lost city of Atlantis, the philosopher Homer, and the Greek historian Herodotus in explaining his sarcastic reverence for Duluth, despite not knowing where it is. And then he said, someone in St. Paul sent him a map.
This blessed map was placed in my hands, and as I unfolded it, a resplendent scene of ineffable glory opened before me, such as I imagined, burst upon the rapture vision of a wandering peri through the opening gates of paradise. There, for the first time, my enchanted eye rested upon the ravishing word, Duluth.
It took more than 20 minutes, but J. Proctor Knott was only setting up a very big punchline.
Nevertheless, sir, it grieves my very soul to be compelled to say that I cannot vote for the grant of lands provided in this bill. Never, sir. Rather perish Duluth. Perish the paragon of cities. Rather let the freezing cyclones of the black Northwest bury it forever beneath the eddying sands of the raging St. Croix.
Oh, Proctor Knott's speech was credited for killing the railroad bill that year. Duluth didn't get its railroad to St. Croix, but it grew nonetheless, thanks to the shipment of timber and wheat. And by the 1890s, Duluth boomed as rich new iron ore deposits were discovered in northern Minnesota. Local officials took Proctor Knott's speech in good humor. The city of Proctor draws its name from Proctor Knott. Indeed, in 1891, the man himself, James Proctor Knott, then having gone on to serve as governor of the state of Kentucky, visited Duluth for the first and only time. Reports indicated he had a fine time in the city that had advanced his career by his making fun of it. As it turns out, Proctor Knott's words about Duluth proved true, or at least mostly true, even if the sarcasm proved dead wrong. Hey, thanks to Skylar Nelson, Emma McNamee, and Vince Calenda from the Duluth High School speech team. This is the Great Northern Radio Show.